Marxism versus Stalinism. The mentioning Claire Doyle's film review of Dear Comrades, see socialistparty.org.uk, of how the real traditions of the 1917 Russian Revolution were hidden from the population, reminds me of an incident in Budapest several years ago. The Hungarian government has preserved many of the old Stalinist monuments and keeps them in an open-air museum just outside the city limits. I took advantage of the guided tour. The guide looked like she would have only been an infant when Stalinism was overthrown in Hungary, and so would have grown up with a capitalist view of her country's history. At one point of the tour, she launched into a mild tirade against Lenin's bloodthirsty tyranny. I explained the real record of Lenin and the Bolsheviks with regards to democracy, in contrast to Stalin. And while I didn't convert her into a revolutionary, I did find her open to alternative ideas. It is always worth setting the record straight with people who have been deliberately miseducated. The state of capitalism in the ex-Stalinist countries makes people more open than ever to the ideas of genuine Marxism. Clive Walder, Birmingham,